This weekend, Mesa is holding an event celebrating Asian culture. But there's a risk. Asian American businesses have seen fewer customers because of fears of the coronavirus. The COVID-19 virus has sickened 59 Americans, including dozens on cruise ships and one right here in the valley. As KJZZ's Harry Croton reports, the Asian district in West Mesa is fighting against concerns over whether the virus will affect business.
The Mekong Palace restaurant in Mesa is one of 88 shops, eateries, and other storefronts within a two-mile stretch along Dobson Road. Since news broke out that an Arizona resident had contracted the novel coronavirus, the restaurant and some of its neighboring businesses began to experience a drop in sales and a rise in concerned patrons.
The day announcement that Arizona had the first case in Arizona, all of a sudden, all the customers disappeared. My name is Andy Wong, and I'm assistant manager here.
Sunday, January 26th, was a normal shift for Andy until it was reported that a member of the ASU community had returned from Wuhan, China, with a case of the respiratory illness. He says that the effects of the news on the restaurant were almost immediate.
I remember that day is like the first day of their Chinese New Year Day. And I think the announcement on around 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock or something on that day was, you know, in the morning. On the morning, we still pack, but in the afternoon, we cut down like more than half already.
One thing Andy notes about the sudden change in business is that a majority of the absent customers are members of the Chinese community, which he says is tied to existing concerns after the outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, between 2002 and 2004. A similar trend was noticed by food vendors at last month's Chinese Culture and Cuisine Festival in Phoenix, which reportedly experienced 30 to 40% fewer visitors than the year prior.
I don't see any reason to not to come to a restaurant. I still see them, all Americans, Vietnamese, all other countries, they still coming. I don't see Chinese.
The drop in customer attendance in the Asian district has also been noticed by Kane Wong, who runs the Hong Kong gift shop in Mekong Plaza with his mother Maggie. Some shoppers who come into the store are often seen wearing protective face masks, which Kane says only further creates feelings of unease.
Obviously, people were pretty worried because, well, if you're wearing masks, then does that mean you're sick? Just kind of embrace a stereotype of a person being sick. So I think this would help us a lot if less people are wearing masks.
Andy and Kane both share the same views of the coronavirus's existence in Arizona. They both believe reactions and fears are exaggerated. Preventative measures by U.S. Immigration and the CDC have limited the number of known cases in the United States.
We're not seeing any dramatic increases in terms of domestic cases, so I think people are just not going to be too worried about that, unless things change in a really bad way in the future.
We know that with disease outbreaks like this, that they always seem to cause fear to spread faster than the pathogen.
That's Dr. David Engelthaler, an epidemiologist.
I think we need to think about taking steps to kind of vaccinate against our fear. And I think there are things that we can do, such as staying informed from actual experts.
Engelthaler co-directs the Pathogen and Microbiome Division at the Translational Genomics Research Institute in Flagstaff. He says there hasn't been a single case of illness being spread through shipments of food or materials, as coronavirus relies on human-to-human contact.
All cases are linked back to being exposed to someone who actually is sick. And thankfully, we don't have any sick individuals around in our community. So the risk right now for spread, no matter where you are in Arizona, is exceedingly low.
Organizers of the annual Asian Night Market hope the general public keeps that in mind as the event approaches this weekend. The market used to be held in Phoenix before moving to Mesa this year, and residents have made xenophobic and exaggerated statements directed at the event. Representatives and planners are hoping to use the market as a way to educate and alleviate concerns about the virus.
This is only like a virus of the flu. It's not going to kill you like a monster.
Community leaders are excited about the newly minted cultural district and hope the Asian night market will not be negatively impacted by fears of the coronavirus, but instead will highlight one of Arizona's most culturally vibrant communities. Harry Croton, KJZZ News, Phoenix.